Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
I wanted to have a chat with Sebastian Hutz from Inglis. Sebastian, good morning to you.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well. I wanted to really talk about, we know all the sales are what catalogues galore at home now, slowly going through them, but I wanted to talk about this Inglis Millennium because it's something that I think will creep up on a lot of people come February.
Yeah, look, it's a new initiative from Inglis, Andrew. It's a $2 million race on the eve of the Classic Sale, the 9th of February, 1,200-metre race for Inglis graduates. It's going to be, at this stage, it's building up to be a spectacular race. Obviously, a number of the early season two-year-old graduates that we've seen, Vinnie Kunker, Catch Me, Espanaya, Tony Dolan, a nice filly win a couple of weeks ago. These are all fillies that are candidates for a race like that. Obviously, it's open to colts and geldings as well. But it's a great initiative. And as you say, we're hoping that we fully expect that it'll have the full attention of the trainers across the country and beyond, maybe.
Well, you've revamped. Many of our listeners might be thinking this is actually a plug. This is a promoted thing for Inglis. This is something that I wanted to do. So I just want to emphasise that. You're at the trials, are you?
Yeah, I'm multitasking, Andrew. I'm multitasking.
just in regard to it, because you've reshaped it, haven't you, the whole race series. I mean, there's $8 million in the race series, and the Millennium is... It's going to carry $2 million in prize money.
Yeah, look, as you say, Andrew, it's an $8 million race series. It's a fantastic incentive for people looking to invest through the Inglis Yearling Sale Series. You know, Inglis has always had a fairly extensive race series for a number of years, but this is the first year of an embellished race series. We've obviously got the Inglis Nursery $500,000 race on Saturday at Randwick, but the Millennium is going to be the focal point of the race series, which is going to be supplemented by a $1 million sprint for three-year-olds on the same card. So, you know, these are great incentives for people looking to invest through the yearling sale series. And, you know, it's about encouraging people to participate. And if you can invest at a yearling sale, knowing that these are races that you can target and not just cover your investment, but, you know, make it a profitable one, well, that only encourages people to be more enthusiastic about their investment.
Yeah, I mean, we need new owners to come into the sport and enjoy it. And I mean, they're hearing constantly now about the prize money that we've got around New South Wales. That, you know, there's no better attraction than right now to get new people into it. And when they hear about an Inglis Millennium, well, let's head to the sales on February 10 and aim towards the year after.
Oh, look, Andrew, I think people should be under no illusion as to the progressive state of Australian racing. Australia is the most progressive racing jurisdiction in the world, bar none. You know, the initiatives that are being unveiled, you know, certainly in the case of the last 6 months, almost on a monthly basis. You know, we have the Golden Eagle hot on the heels of the All-Star Mile. The Everest has obviously become an international phenomenon. The race series, you know, Inglis is an $8 million race series. There's never been a better time for people to invest in racehorses with a view, not only to enjoying a fantastic spectacle and a wonderful experience, because there's so many people working so hard to ensure that people who invest are having a positive experience, be they trainers, agents, or syndicators. That's a group that works extraordinarily hard to ensure that people who do invest have an enjoyable time of it. And these races offer an added incentive to those people. And look, as I say, the Millennium is going to be a huge part of that. You know, it's only the Golden Slipper that's worth more money as a two-year-old race in Australia. So that gives an indication of the scale and the magnitude of the race. And look, it sits nicely in the calendar. It's 3 weeks before the Blue Diamond. I think it's 5 or 6 weeks before the Golden Slipper. You know, these are horses that can target the prize money of a race like the Inglis Millennium and then target, following on from that, the prestige of be it the Blue Diamond or the Slipper Trail.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so it's going to be a huge race day. It's going to be Saturday. When is it? Saturday, February.
February
is
9.
It 10? February 9. February 9 it is, and it's got the Millennium.
Session.
And then, yeah, and that wraps...
Classic Sale that night, yeah.
That night, yeah, that was the point, that you can go to Warwick Farm for the entire race meeting and then you literally have a short walk to the sales ring.
Yeah, so look, it's going to be a special day. Look, I'm at Warwick Farm now, and You can imagine what the place is going to be like heaving with a race car, the quality of what's going to be on offer on English Millennium Day, and then the opportunity for people to go over to the sales and enjoy the spectacle that the sales represent, and, you know, over the course of the following few days, maybe go home with a share in a yearling. It should be great.
Yeah, it will be. Thanks, Sebastian. That next trial is going to be interesting. We're looking forward to a two-year-old called Dubious going around, so we'll talk about those trials in a moment. Thanks for your time, and obviously it is a busy time with all the yearlings out. They're being inspected on a daily basis for sales coming up over Christmas and into the new year. Thanks for your time.
Andrew, absolute pleasure. Thank you.